It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to
the police,
asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
Something tells me today is going to be madness, Chad. Are you there?
Yeah, man.
Welcome to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Ouch, man. Blowing out the board today, man.
That's how we roll.
We have special guests. We have real estate numbers. We're going to find out a job description of what is a transaction coordinator and possibly even what an assistant does for Chad Hansen. Right?
Yeah.
You want to introduce your guest and then I'll
Well, we'll get there because I have a really special announcement. I have a big announcement, and that is the reason that I brought Nicole with me today. And we'll get there.
Okay.
I'm going to do it all in a culmination.
Well, I'm going to introduce Angel Vasquez. She is from the Jennifer Luzzi Group, and that is Keller Williams, Arizona Living Realty. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We're going to go a little bit outside of your comfort zone, and then we'll be in your comfort zone for a lot of the show, too.
How's that sound?
That sounds okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, Chad.
Yeah, man.
Why are you so excited about?
You know, I have a massive, massive announcement to make. Between this last show, and this has been in negotiations for a long time, but in between the last show and this show, Mojave Mortgage has actually acquired a Texas company by the name of Members Direct Network. I've been after it for many years, and I've wanted it for a long time because the originator that runs that company is a very close personal friend of mine, but he's also was my mortgage mentor, believe it or not. And over the years, I've known this gentleman 30 years, so I actually acquired his company. We kind of sealed the deal in between last show and now, and we now have a footprint in Texas. So we've been originating in Texas, but I needed a foothold in Texas. So I brought with me today our Texas administrative assistant, if you will. Her name is Nicole.
She's a tall Texan.
I'm just saying. So we actually
And she does Gen Z speak.
Yeah, she does. She's quite young. So we brought her out here this week so that she could sit with me and she could see how I work and what I do and what the company does and how Megan works. She's going to be working very closely with Megan and also myself. But she's going to be taking over a lot of the duties that I do on the front end where I'm involved in everyday transactions because I'm kind of stepping back and I'm doing more of the improving the footprint of Mojave Mortgage. So we're also in negotiations on some other things, but I can't talk about those right now. So I'm excited to announce that the company's growing in even in an economy where we're having, you know, a lot of people are going, well, we're pulling back.
Kind of stagnated, isn't it?
It's a little bit. So, you know, we've been very fortunate because, you know, Lake Havasu's been very good to us. So we've also done a lot of great things for Lake Havasu. So we acquired Members Direct Network. Kelly Welton is the gentleman's name. He came out here for a month, I don't know, 2 months ago, and we finally, you know, we kind of sealed the deal over a glass of bourbon. And so I'm very happy to announce that we now have a foothold in our offices in Plano, Texas. I hear it's beautiful. I've never
been
there.
My sister lived there.
Really?
At one time before she moved to McKinney.
I haven't been there. I couldn't even tell you the address of it, but I hear it's quite beautiful. And eventually I'll have to go out there and kind of sit and see what we're doing out in Texas and how we're going to build it and how we're going to make it more of a foothold in Texas. So it's big news for Mojave Mortgage. We're making a lot of moves, and I'm really excited about it. So I brought Nicole out, and I said, come on, you can come to the radio show with us. You can see what we do and maybe, you know, have some fun. So, I mean, because we're having fun, right?
I always have fun with you, Chad.
Wow. See?
I thought it was all about the Mojave Mortgage Circle Rocket.
Well, that's coming up. We're racing again.
Has he told you about that yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's seen it. She is a guest at our house. She's staying at our house with us. And, you know, Dawn is and her are spending more time together than I am. I get her during the day, and her and Dawn are out in the pool at night kind of hanging out, having a, you know, maybe a glass of wine. I'm not going to lie. You know, cause
maybe one. Only one.
And some cool food.
Yeah. Dawn does cook good food.
And
so.
A charcuterie board.
Yeah.
It's got to be involved too, right?
There has to be something.
Yeah. So that's my big announcement.
Wow.
And I'm quite pleased to be able to say that, you know, we're growing. We're making moves.
A Texas announcement deserves like a Texas sound, right?
Well, I mean, if you don't...
ZZ Top or Stevie Ray Vaughan or...
Come on, man. George Strait.
George Strait,
I mean, if you can't play George Strait and talk about Texas,
I mean,
are you... Are you right. I mean, you're...
Amarillo by morning.
You're Taliban. That's all there is to it, man.
No. Yeah. No.
If you don't like George Strait, come on, man.
Right. Where do we want to go from here, Chad?
Well, I'm really excited to have Jennifer's assistant with us because, you know, because we do... Well, I'm probably the brains of the operation. I mean, you hold the whole thing. You're the glue, right? I mean, because just like my assistants are the glue, for sure. So even though I work with the real estate agents a lot, and we talk, we're back and forth, we're on the phone, we're emailing. Even I get emails from Angel when I'm doing transaction with their team. I'm really interested in knowing what you do on a daily basis. What's the back end of the real estate transaction look like? Because I think everybody's tired of hearing what the mortgage transaction is like. So what's a day in the life of Angel?
Well, that's varied, depending on what is needed. Being a licensed agent, I am able to help the agents do a wide variety of different things. Anything that I can do to help them take care of their clients properly and the way that they want to take care of them is what I do. I also do a lot of the compliance, making sure that everything is up to, you know, what our compliance regulations are and everything else, making sure all the documents are in our command center so that they can be reviewed by our broker and everything. I just kind of do a wide variety of different things.
And keep all the agents in line, I'm sure.
Or they keep me in line, one of the two, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if we can talk about the numbers a little bit. I mean, it's not really...
This will be for July.
Yeah, we don't have to get too crazy, but let's see what we got. I'm looking at all the statistics here. Tell us what we got, Angel.
So for July, the market update, there were, it shows that the 155 homes were sold. That's up 18.3% from July of 2025. And 138 properties went pending. That's an increase of 16.9% over 2025.
Wow.
Our year-to-date sales are also running about 18.4% ahead of 2025. Our median sales price right now in July was $462,500, which is up about 1% from the $458,000 from last July. And then the average sale price jumped 12.7%. 3 July sales closed over $3.5 million.
So that kind of skews the numbers a little
yes,
bit, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that does, because when you start having massive sales like that, so that 12.7%, if you bake it out, you're not going to have, I mean, that's a big number. That's a massive number.
Yeah, that's did push that average higher. So that's the reason why we like to look at the median, because it does give us a better picture of the typical home values for July. Inventory tightened with 639 active listings, down 7.3% from July 2025. The absorption rate, which is the amount of time that it sits on the market to sell, fell from 5.83 months to 4.66 months, indicating a less available inventory relative to the current pace of sales. And then our takeaway on that is that sales activity is up, inventory is down, and meeting prices is remaining steady, showing a encouraging combination for the lake homeowners, Lake Havasu homeowners considering a move.
Chad, are you seeing that? Are you seeing an increase right now in business? Business looking good?
Well, we always continue to remain relatively busy. So we have seen over the last say 30 days the origination side, meaning loans that are coming in, has kind of dropped off a little bit. So I actually, in preparation for today's show, which is quite odd because I don't do a whole lot of it. I just kind of wing it. But I actually made some phone calls to agents in other areas because we do business in Bullhead and Kingman and Mojave Valley. So I called Bullhead, I called the Kingman, Mojave Valley, and the interesting thing that the information that I got out of Kingman and Golden Valley is that they're down about 7%.
Wow.
So, and that was from one of my main contacts in that area, and I spoke to her yesterday, actually late last night. I asked her, and she was saying, "Yeah, I'm seeing that homes are sitting longer, and it's been kind of a stagnant thing." So I also made a bunch of phone calls to folks in Havasu, and they have said the same thing. It's like things just kind of hit a brick wall. So it's going to be very interesting to see what the numbers are next month when we do the show, because if that information is correct, we may see a little bit of a slump from that 155, because 155 is a pretty good number. So
lately it definitely is.
That's a really good number. So we'll see how that holds true. So everybody that's out there making notes, all 17 of our listeners are going to go, man, that Chad dude doesn't know what he's talking about. But we're going to see what the numbers do as they trend into the next 30 days. So to answer your question in summation and to land this plane is we have seen a little bit of a slowdown on the origination side as far as purchase transactions. We still are relatively busy in the refinance transaction space. And we're quite lucky, knock on wood, with that, because our marketing and things really fire on all cylinders. I mean, it's almost impossible to go online, and if you look at mortgage, we're there. So the marketing department's done a tremendous job with that. So it's going to be interesting to watch. So Bullhead, kind of the same. They're seeing a kind of a stagnation. Kingman's seeing kind of a stagnation. But one thing that really kind of made me angry, And I say this because I'm a big advocate of local, right? The agent that I spoke to, who is very involved in Kingman and Golden Valley, said that she's seen agents come out of Phoenix. I don't know if that's the case here. You're shaking your head, yes. So we're seeing that here too.
We are seeing a few agents out of Phoenix coming in and looking at properties. Yes.
Are they looking at residential or commercial?
From what I understand, it's mostly residential.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're coming up and they're getting the listings, which, as you know, I mean, hey, God bless Phoenix. We do business in Phoenix. We do quite a bit of business in Phoenix. But fact of the matter is I want my local Mojave County agents. I want them to get the listings.
I was going to say, what would bring them up here?
A
second home?
No. They're not buying.
No, I understand that. They're representing people that may want a second home.
No, they're coming up and trying to get the listings.
Ah.
So that's where the problem is, right?
Well, when you have stay in your own market.
Yeah. So the Phoenix market, for whatever reason, maybe, it's feast or famine, I guess. So maybe they're, like a good hunter, they're going to new grounds, right? And if you can't find the game that you need, then you're gonna make a move. And when I hear things like that, it really bothers me, because I want my local agents to be successful. I love a great success story, right? As long as you're not a direct competitor of mine, I want you to be as successful as possible. But And I mean that in jest.
So is that to say that you want to stay with those people that call you back with a 928 area code
right.
instead of a 602?
I want to. Well, I mean, my cell phone's a 714 area code because I come out of
my
California. There you go. That's Missouri.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I know that?
I don't know.
Man, you can give me almost any area code, and I'll go, hey,
really?
I know, yeah, 505? I know exactly where that's scary. At. 302?
I know where the 505 freeway is.
Yeah. So that actually kind of stuck in my craw when she told me that. I said, wow, that's strange, because when you have it looks like we have good inventory, but I'm actually going to do some research and see kind of if I can do some research. How many of those are listed with out-of-town out-of-town agents, because, you know, once again, I've said this 400 million times, if I've said it a billion times, you know, buy local, stay local.
I was going to say, Angel, aren't there enough agents here to handle local inventory?
Oh, absolutely.
That just seemed, I mean, I don't know what to say, about it. It does bother me, but, I mean, I don't want to create an action plan where people go out and do something. But that is a little bothersome, for sure.
Yeah, because I want my local agents, our local agents, to be successful. I mean, I want everybody to be successful, but I want the local agents to do the local stuff. And the Phoenix agents will stick in Phoenix. The Flagstaff agents, or Flag, I got to call it Flag, or I'm not a local, right? I want them to be just as successful. I mean, we do quite a bit of business in Flag and Prescott Valley, and we have some agents that we work with out there. And, you know, we're reciprocal. So I don't get them a lot, but if I get somebody, hey, I'm looking for a house, I make sure that I get them an agent that's local, and or I try to. I mean, obviously I can't sell for the agent, but I want to make sure that they get a good shot at the plate. It doesn't happen a lot, but I do get referrals from time to time for friends or family or whatever.
All right, by request, little George Strait.
Oh, there he is. Amarillo
sound?
By morning.
Maybe so.
Where you can get the home of the old 96er.
Is that where you took the mobile, what do you call it, the command center?
No, the mobile command center was up in Montana.
Nice.
Yeah, we spent time in
how
Montana.
How far up?
I went all the way.
Kalispell?
Yeah.
Nice.
And not only that, I rode my Harley into Canada.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was cool.
So you went from Kalispell to Whitefish to the border.
We were in Whitefish. We were in Kalispell. We were in Glacier. It was really nice.
I spent some time up there.
That's
one
beautiful country.
Once upon a time. All right. We are with Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, and Angel Vasquez from the Jennifer Luzzi Group. And that is the JenniferLuzziGroup.com, right?
Yes.
Keller, what? Oh, I missed a part of it, right? Arizona Living Realty, Keller Williams. Got it. There's so many rules now.
And Nicole Welton.
Is it Welton?
Welton, yep.
All right. I know that name from somewhere.
Kelly Welton is her dad.
Yeah.
I don't think that's it.
Well, he was on the show, I believe.
Oh, he was?
Yeah,
okay.
Gray-haired guy, kind of tall, gangly.
Gangly,
big teeth.
Just a little bit.
That describes, like, half the real estate people in this town, right?
No, of course
I'm
not.
I'm kidding. Back with more in a moment. A little George Strait on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
928-854-5687. If you want to give us a call and talk real estate, or you can put in for those D-backs tickets I still have for Saturday, 5:10 p.m. against the Cincinnati Reds. And it is Haboob Globe Night. You know what a snow globe is, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're giving away a snow globe, but it's a purple Haboob. You shake it, and it's like a big dust storm.
how uniquely Arizona.
Kind of cool looking, man. Kind of cool looking. All right, back with more in a moment. Or text us, 928-727-5566. We'll be back on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Amarillo's where I'll be. Amarillo by morning. Amarillo's where I'll be. Texas, I can tell by the way he's two stepping round the room. And judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do. It doesn't take a crystal ball to see.
That's right, you're from Texas. Right, Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
Works on radio, right?
I said yes, sir.
She's shaking her head yes.
I know. I probably did. All right. Welcome back to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
Little Ella Langley. I don't know how many weeks that's been at number one, but...
Over a month.
Over a month?
This song is old.
That's like, no. Not that old.
What do you mean by old?
Like several years old.
No. It's got that old sound, which is coming back in country.
Like a little twang.
It should have never went away.
Well,
my opinion.
There's a lot of rock and roll in country these days, too. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, I love those guys.
I do, too. I like them. Also by Mojave Electric Cooperative, by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City, and, of course, Dallas Finch Presents, Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo, home of the Booby Dropper, Main Street, Havasu. Not sure what's going on. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh, we need to turn up mic on.
Yeah,
Angel.
I was watching the levels, and okay. Done. I'll take care of it.
Boom.
All right.
Done.
All right, welcome back. It is the Real Estate Power Hour, and Chad Hansen is here, founder and CEO at Mojave Mortgage. I'm waiting for some texts to come in.
Well, they'll send a text.
I want to know
when the show's over. They'll go, "Gosh, I'm glad he's gone."
I'm gonna queue up a video, but I asked you off the air about Kelley Blue Book. There's a new deal. I saw it on Facebook, and I'm like, "Come on, you're pulling my leg, right?" But Kelley Blue Book for real estate.
I've not heard of it.
It's a new thing, so I'll have to.
I'll have to do some research.
You can Google it, or you can Google it, or something.
Yeah.
So
I'll have my people look into it.
Yeah, but I like the Zillow joke that you told me.
Yeah, the A in Zillow stands for accuracy.
That's funny. So, tell me about the. We talked about the Circle Rocket briefly. What's happening with the race cars?
It's I think we talked about this. I was retiring. I was done. I was gonna hang up my racing shoes. But
somebody threw it down.
Yeah, somebody threw it down. So I'm gonna Bill Kaiser at Bill's Custom Engines, who is a very good friend of mine, but also he's the engine builder for the 33 car. He said to me, he says, "Well, you haven't won a track championship yet, so you can't quit." And I go, "Oh my God!"
So he's your exclusive sponsor this year, or what?
No. You know, we've been very fortunate. The 33 car has become quite popular, and I can't even tell you how many kids' foreheads I've signed in the last couple seasons. You know, it's been crazy.
What?
I'm kidding. But so we getting sponsors. You know, there have been some really good key businesses, including KNTR and Nash, that have really helped us over the seasons. I believe that 102.3 has been a sponsor since day one.
Since the start.
Yeah, since the very start. So. Thank you, Steve Greeley.
Yeah, he paid for a few tires, right?
Yeah, he paid for a couple tires. So we are running again, so we're going to be out at the track. And anybody who hasn't been to the local racetrack to support local racing, I mean, boy, it's as much fun as you can have with your clothes on than you can believe. It's a great time.
Really?
Was that vulgar?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. So we're going to be running again. So come out, see the 33 car, and after the race, come into the pits, bring your kids. We love putting the kids in the cars. The look on their face is incredible when you say, "Hey, you want to sit in it?" And they're like, "Oh, my gosh, can I?" And then they get in it, and they realize it's 125 degrees in there, and they're like, "I need out of here." But the parents and the kids, we love it. It's great. And Bobby, who's running the track now, yeah, he's just doing a great job. He's really got it going really good. All the drivers are happy. Everybody's having a good time. So I'm looking forward to doing it again this year. The car's already being worked on. The motor's out. We had to do a little work on that.
Okay.
But we're running.
Angel, did we cover million-dollar properties yet?
No.
Okay. Do you want to get your pen out, Chad, for the million sellers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see the number because I already tallied it. But
I was going to say, I'm going to take a guess because we're up to, what, 150? What was it?
155 is
what
sold.
I'm going to say 11 of those were million-dollar properties.
You'd be wrong.
Is that high or low?
Higher.
Really?
Yeah.
That was low? Wow.
That was low, according to the records that we have here.
Okay.
But once again, Angel had made a note or had told us that there were three, right? Over 3.5 million? Yeah, three in July. So three over 3.5 million. I'm guessing Riviera, Angel?
I'm not sure exactly where they were at. I would say that
probably
at least couple of them are probably Riviera.
Yeah, maybe one in the foothills, but yeah, I know that there. I know of at least one in the Riviera that was way over 3.5, and that kind of skews that number a little bit, where it says you're up 12.7. But well, whatever. So I have the number. Do you have the number, Angel?
I'm trying to count it up now. If I'm looking at the numbers correctly, it looks like in this month for sold.
July, yeah.
For July, we are looking at 16 of them were over a million.
I have 19, but okay. Well, that's up from.
That's the highest number we've ever had.
Right. It was 15. So it was 15 on
that
the
was
July
the old record?
Show. I think that that may have been a
I
record.
Think that may
I
have
can
been a
go
record
back
too.
In.
19 is definitely the highest we've ever had.
Yeah, let's see. That's a big number. So that is a big number for over a million. So it does tell you that we're still, our values are either holding steady or that, you know, we kind of saw that decline. If you go back a year from today, I mean, we were seeing declines of about 18%, if I remember correctly, 17 something. So values again are kind of we've reached the plateau.
Okay.
So and here in Havasu, you know, going back just 5 minutes in the show, we talked about what I have found in Kingman and Golden Valley. If those numbers are correct, they're down about 7.
So again, Angel Vasquez is the Vasquez is the transaction coordinator for the Jennifer Luzzi Group. What keeps you the busiest? Would you say during the day, your job, or during the week? What keeps you there past 5 or well into the night?
So, because my job is so varied as to what is being requested of me, sometimes it is reaching out to different contractors to get estimates for our buyer's inspection notices. Sometimes it is helping the agents out by opening up a house for a home inspector, or helping out by doing a pre-close walkthrough with them. And then I also, like I said, take care of all the day-to-day documents on every transaction. So it's just a wide variety of different things. Some things take me a little bit longer than others, making sure all documents are put into our system so that our broker can see them and view them and correct them if needed.
You're the one that sees when something's missing.
Absolutely, yep.
What's the most common thing do you think that either the agent misses or, say, the buyer?
Initials on inserted lines in the contract.
Oh.
Not so much at the bottom of the page that,
so there
you know,
revisions.
All of them. Right. So if there is not necessarily revisions based on, you know, an agent writing in something in the contract, but the contract itself has a couple different pages where there is inserted initials underneath certain clauses in the contract that need to be initialed. And that's probably the number one missed thing is those little initials, because they're hidden almost inside the contract.
Nicole, are you very detail-oriented?
Yeah, I'd say so.
You'd say
I don't
so?
Think Chad agrees. But
that's
he
not
he
true.
He just likes giving me a hard
as much
time.
As Megan?
I'm learning from her. So.
Oh, there you go.
Learning from the best.
I think they're both great.
That's what I hear.
You know, in going, in looking at the numbers that we just kind of talked about, when we did the show last month in July, we did it kind of the middle of the month, so I'm just taking an average and doing a quick calculation. When we did the show, there were 121 units sold in the last 30 days, so that was 60. So if you divide that, because we were 15 days into the previous month, so 60 give or take, and then we ended up 60. We went 90 units in the last 15 days. So, and that is indicative of our numbers too, because our July was massive. We had a really big July. But then it's just kind of stopped off. I'm really going to be interested to know what the numbers are next month and see if the ebbs and flows and the trends, as they normally do, stick with what's going on in the mortgage industry. So when it comes to those sales, because we're symbiotic, if you will, real estate agents and the mortgage guys and gals, and we kind of move, you know, our trends should be the same or close to the same. I'm going to be interested. I'm going to call out in August. Do we know what sold month to date? Do we know what's closed?
It, being that it's the 19th, we should have somewhat of a clue of what August is going to be, right?
So let's see. Days on market. Days on market has gone way down.
Okay.
July of 26. So what is that? About 67 days on market, give or take?
Yeah, we had like 4.6 months, I remember that being discussed. Yeah.
So, no, that's the inventory.
Oh, okay.
So the inventory would be like 4 months or something like that. So I'd like to, average list price. I don't see, Jennifer didn't give us the number as far as the sold month to date, which was an odd number for us to have last month anyways, because it's not something we normally talk about in the middle of the month on the show. We just talk about the total numbers. But in looking at that 90 units, give or take, in July, I mean, that's a monster end to the month, because when we did the show, that's a monster end of the month, which means that all of the real estate agents and all of the mortgage people were probably extremely busy from the middle of the month to the end of the month. So that's good. But if the originations, as I'm seeing now, on the purchase side have kind of slowed, I think August is going to show a number. I'm going to put a prognostication out there. Chad Stradamus' prediction. I think we're going to close. I think we're going to close 130 in August. Write that down. Let's see what we got here. Conventional 51. Okay, so 102 homes sold. So, yeah, it's already down.
Yeah,
so
in the last 30.
102 in the last 30 versus 121 in the last 30, right? So that would be 50, so you're off 10%, right? Give or take. So 10% down 15. I'm going to say 130 units sell in August. Write that down. Write that down and see if Chad Stradamus is correct.
Right.
It's going to be interesting. These trends are these are things that keep me up at night. I think about these things. What's the market doing? What's going on? And then I started making all those phone calls, and I spoke to a bunch of folks, and it really gives me an insight as to, you know, what's going to happen and what's the trend for our business. I think, get ready, I think we're in for a massive, massive break of the levee.
Well, I just Googled the number of short-term rentals in Havasu. And the number it came up with was 1,400 to 1,500, but I've heard that number's a little inflated. Are short-term rentals still as prevalent as they were?
You know, it's not that's not a number that I really pay attention to.
It's not.
No, I mean, I like hearing the information. We don't do it. You know, a lot of the short-term rental guys and gals, that come in, then purchasing those things. A lot of them are doing them. You know, those are a lot of cash transactions. So, do we know the cash number? Let's see. Oh, we do. 27.
27.
That's on the last 30 days, right?
Yeah.
So
102. 27
were
cash.
102. And, you know, that. So cash, FHA was 8, 1031 exchange was 6, conventional is 51. So 50, still 50% of the transactions are conventional. But cash at 27, so that's 36%. What's 37 divided by 102? I should probably know that, but math isn't my strong suit.
That's about 36.
Yeah, 36. So that's good. 37 divided by 102. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 36.27.
Perfect.
So I actually like that trend, because if you remember when interest rates were going up and up and up, we were almost in a 50% cash market. So even though if the sales are down, but the cash transactions follow that and the percentage follow that, that makes me happy.
All right. You know what makes Dwight Yoakam happy? Bakersfield. You were in Montana, and I actually had to go through Bakersfield at one time.
It's a lovely part of
California. No, we took vacations around the same time.
Oh, did we?
Now I went to Central Coast of California, of course.
Whereabouts?
Cambria. Ragged Point.
Love
Big
Cambria.
Sur.
Yeah, that's
too.
All beautiful stuff up
me
there.
Me too.
Too bad it's in California.
Got a point.
Sorry.
He got a point. All right. Back with more on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
All right. And Chad Hansen is here, CEO.
Oh, I love that
founder,
guy.
Founder or flounder of Mojave Mortgage. We got Nicole from Mojave Mortgage today, right?
Yeah.
Or actually from Texas.
From Texas, but
right here
today.
You like Dwight Yoakam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a favorite, but...
What?
still listen to.
He's a classic.
He is.
Hey, is that not a favorite?
Especially
he's,
in Sling
Blade. He's still,
yeah,
he's still there.
He's like the triple threat, man.
He's a scary actor, man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that that lawnmower blade?
Right.
Yeah. I reckon I'm going to bust you in the head with it.
And Angel Vasquez is here as well from the Jennifer Luzzi Group.
Oh, I love those guys.
Keller Williams, Arizona Living Realty. Back with more in a moment. Still have those Diamondbacks tickets available for Saturday, 5:10 first pitch against the Cincinnati Reds. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. 928-854-5687. That one for the late, great Frank without a beard in ZZ Top. The only one without a
That's
beard.
Right.
Man, what a talent. And what was he? He was in his 70s, right?
I don't know. I do. I remember reading less than a month ago that he had to leave their tour because he had some sort of... They didn't talk about it, what it was. And then all of a sudden, he's dead.
Were they touring with Skinner?
I don't know.
I thought that was it. I thought it was, something to ZZ Skinner or something like that they were calling it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, rest in peace. Frank Beard, drummer for ZZ Top. That leaves Dusty the only one left.
No, Dusty's passed. Oh. Billy.
Billy's the only one left.
Billy, yeah.
Billy, Dusty. Okay.
Yeah, Dusty passed a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember one of them passed, so I just didn't remember
the
which
bass
one.
Player.
I'm a drummer. What do I know?
Yeah, I know.
I got a new drummer joke.
Do you?
How many drummers does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
None. It's all digital. Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair. Also, Mojave College by Solar Power by Esme Electric. Doritos Place for Pets, Legacy Rehab and Care, and by A&B Propane. Online at abpropaneaz.com. And don't forget to buy local, or it's buy local, right?
Right. That's right.
Just that tapping on the rim right there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that
you
sound.
You forget, I'm a drummer, too.
Are you? You hang out with musicians?
Yeah, I'm a drummer.
That's what the drummer does.
Yeah.
I thought you were a bass player.
Well, I started as a drummer. I was a drummer for many, many years.
I'm sorry.
You didn't know that?
I'm paying for it now.
So. Well, I mean, if you actually put me behind a drum kit, you'd be like, no way. Yeah, no, I have buddies that have drum kits, and I'll go sit behind them, and I'll start, you know, pounding away, and they're like, dude.
He's a pretty good guitar player, too, I've seen him. But anyway, let's get back to the...
I'm a twanger.
Let's get back to the real estate portion of our show. I want to talk to Angel for a second. Angel Vasquez, realtor for the Jennifer Luzzi Group. We were talking off the air about, was it preparing properties or...
Correct. So, like, when buyers are getting ready to start looking for homes and stuff like that, one of the biggest things is to make sure that you have checked with a lender and gotten pre-qualified so that you know exactly what you qualify for, what your negotiation value is, and then always, you know, check out your local lenders as well. Don't just go for the big box guys, because a lot of your local lenders will have different programs, different interest rates that might be available to you. But also, because they're local, they know all of our compliance stuff. They know exactly what is needed for Arizona, this area. They can really help guide you correctly.
Okay.
Ditto.
Don't forget about that local mortgage broker, right?
The local mortgage guy. You know, there was a post on Facebook just the other day. Someone was asking, hey, can you recommend a local mortgage person in Lake Havasu? Everybody comes in and I don't know if you ever see those where someone's asking for a realtor.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh,
oh, yes.
Man, they're fun. You know, I see them all. I'm not active on Facebook as far as posting other than, you know, liking people's posts. I don't post too much on there, but I watch it all. And, you know, all these people came in with all these names. And I don't typically respond to those. But the fact of the matter is there are only two people in this city that own mortgage companies. One of which
is sitting in this
room. The other one, Greg Whitmire, Summerlin. We are the only two Havasubians, if you will. Now, the loan officers, love them all to death. We all get along, believe it or not. And, you know, but the companies that they work for do not, are not from here. So the money goes to California. They don't sponsor the local Little League teams. Like we do. So, in fact, I need a Little League team sponsor this year. So, someone needs to call me.
You're looking to sponsor a Little League team?
I want to. Oh. We typically do, but I haven't had anybody approach me lately for a Little League team. So, anybody who's a coach or a parent of a Little League team, I really want to sponsor it.
Did you ever play baseball?
Oh, yeah. The only caveat is they have to change the name of the team to the Mojave Mortgage Marauders. I'm kidding.
That's a great name.
Yeah. But I do need, you know, we typically will sponsor, you know, soccer teams and local Little League teams.
That's awesome.
And we don't have one this year. So
keep the kids off the street.
I only do it so I can get a picture on my wall. I mean, I need the pictures. You know, if you go into the shrine of Mojave Mortgage sports memorabilia, it's all the Little League stuff, kids and stuff, and I really get a joy out of that, and I will go to a game and sit and watch, and I keep trying to get him to rename, you know, remember Dr. Stone, I kept trying to get her to name the football stadium the Mojave Mortgage Stadium. She wouldn't do it.
Maybe the scoreboard.
That's what I wanted.
Sponsor that.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't.
She wouldn't do it.
No,
huh?
They wouldn't do it.
I have to ask Nicole, because we were talking about Facebook. Can you tell how old someone is when they start talking about posting on Facebook and nothing else?
Yes.
Because she's Gen Z. Yeah. You don't use Facebook,
no,
do you?
No, I do.
Oh, you do?
I use it, but it's not...
You use it? It's linked with other accounts?
Yeah, well, kind of. I mean, I use it to post things that my family can see.
Let me guess. Pinterest and Insta, right?
Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest.
Snap?
Sometimes.
I got you. Is that a way now to sell homes, also social media?
Social media definitely is a way of getting your name out there, and getting your properties out there. We do, I know Jennifer, I can't talk a whole lot about it because I don't know exactly what all she has set up, but I do know that we have, a Facebook page, we have Instagram, we have, those are the only two for sure that I know that we have. The others, I know that she has, people who do that. I don't do the marketing for the team, so.
if they're all on Snap, you could actually keep track of them in the out and about, couldn't you?
I don't know what Snap is. What's Snap?
Snapchat.
I can't imagine that people are really marketing much on Snapchat.
No.
That's not real.
Videos. There's a lot of videos on Snapchat, though.
Yeah, but a lot of those come from TikTok.
Oh, okay.
And then people just put them on Snapchat because they get paid for Snapchat and that kind of thing.
You have a social media coordinator over here, along with Dawn.
Oh, trust me.
Dawn's,
you know,
a
we this
is she?
She is.
This year, Mojave Mortgage has had, the last time I talked was about a month ago, we've had over 1.4 million. Unique hits,
yeah,
and visitors.
You have, I can tell.
It's been a whirlwind. Dawn, who has been in here, she's really got
so
it figured
real quick,
out.
Are you going to start up your dirty job segment again?
The Mojave Mortgage Adventures?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there are talks of that. The newest thing we have is the AI thing with Mortgage Man. We made a superhero. It's pretty funny.
Out of AI?
Yeah, it's all really, I mean, AI is incredible. I don't think you're ever going to be able to remove the loan officer from the thing or from the transaction like a lot of the bigger shops are trying to do. They're like, well, AI is going to do everything. I don't know. It's a very emotional transaction. Buying a home is very emotional.
I have heard the quote on the Kill Me show, if you have a desk job, you could be replaced by AI.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen with real estate, because real estate is a tangible thing, mm-hmm. even though the mortgage side of it is not as tangible. They want to touch the home. They want to feel it. They want to smell it. You
not
know?
Only that.
It smells like cookies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, real estate is relationship.
Yes, it is.
You know, buyers are looking for somebody that they trust to guide them through the buying process.
Yeah.
Sellers are looking for somebody that they trust to carry them through the selling process and making sure that, you know, each side is getting, you know, a fair
right.
you know, a fair value. And, I mean, some sellers, these are homes that, you know, they brought their kids home from the hospital in and stuff. So it's very
emotional.
I do not see AI being able to handle that for these clients.
I don't either. I don't think AI is going to be able to take over our sector. I just don't. But I'm old, so
me too.
I'm on the downward slide, right? So
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Are you saying you're ready to bite the dust?
I'm getting pretty old, man.
On this date in 1951, John Deacon, bassist of Queen, was born in England. He wrote hit songs "Another One Bites the Dust." He wrote this song.
I think I've heard it before.
And "You're My Best Friend."
I've heard that one too.
Yeah, of course you have.
And he did the car one too.
I'm in love with my car. I thought that was the drummer.
Oh, it was a drummer.
Roger.
You're right.
I can't remember his
Roger,
name.
Roger.
She's going to come in through the door. Any second now, Marissa June will tell us every single member of Queen and what they've done significant in their life.
Of course she will.
Thanks for being here, Chad.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you for being here, Nicole.
Bye, local.
And thanks, Angel. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll see who we get next month. Jennifer's going to come back to us or not.
Never know.
Roger Taylor wrote
Roger
"I'm in Love with
Taylor.
My Car." That was him, not me. All right, we gotta go. Be back with more.
Keep
in
it
a moment.
Going.
Hopefully, I'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Kingman presents Concerts in the Park. Sunday, August 30th, it's Bud Mickle with a free concert at Kingman's Metcalf Park. Show starts at 4 p.m. September 27th is this season's finale with Kingman's own 8-Kilo Cat. Here's a unique nighttime experience only the desert can provide, a scorpion search. It's on September 11th. Meet at the Bill Williams Wildlife Refuge Visitors Center. Register.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.